As we come to the Lord's table, we hear the words of the Holy Spirit from the Apostle Paul beginning in 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. So the rest I will set in order when I come." So why is it so important that we hear a credible profession of faith before we put the bread and the cup into anyone's hands, not just a child's? Well, because if you're hungry for bread or wine when you come, and that is what you feed upon, you're missing the Lord. You're supposed to come hungry for him. That's what the connection of verse 34. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that you are not led astray by the appetites of the flesh, to missing that what you come for is to have the appetite of your soul satisfied on the Lord Jesus himself. It must have been weird for the disciples. He's breaking bread, and suddenly he says, "Actually, it's not the bread so much that's just been broken. It's my body that has been broken for you. Take and eat." Distributes the cup and he says, "This cup looks like a cup with wine in it, but it's actually a covenant in my blood that you get to participate in, drink." And he says, both of these things point to me as you are going to be doing this over and over again after I have risen and descended. You are to take and eat and to receive me from heaven. This is a way that I'm going to be giving myself to you to satisfy the hunger of your soul, your neediness for me. This is the cup that I give to keep affirming to you that all that I have secured by my blood in this covenant belongs to you, that you're a participant in it. And so the eating and drinking that happens in the supper is really, you use your mouth on the bread and the wine, but it's saving faith alone that can feed upon Christ. And the passage warns that if you eat and drink with the mouth, but not with your faith, you fail to discern the Lord's body, you fail to discern the Lord himself, that you'd end up eating and drinking judgment to yourself. And we never want to, as far as we could have been expected to know better, to put judgment into anyone's hands. It's not disrespect at all, it's love. But it's love also because we do want all who come to be feeding upon Christ. Not just having a sentimental moment, not just being moved by what Jesus has done, but surely at least that much as we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes, but that you would actually feed upon him, be strengthened by him, be invigorated by him, be gladdened by him. You say, "Well, how could that possibly happen? That eating and drinking this way would do that?" Well, because he said so. And to told us to do it. And sometimes you are overruling how you feel it's going by what he says he is doing. And you look to him and you trust his word. And you ask him to give you that strength and that gladness.